Reading DNA Evidence Part 1 Is DNA evidence important at a crime scene? How is it collected? For many years, fingerprints were the standard for catching criminals. Today, the new standard is DNA evidence, because DNA can be collected anywhere. Even if a criminal wears gloves, he or she may leave behind small amounts of biological materials. The biological materials include hair, saliva, blood, semen, skin, sweat, mucus, or earwax. With a few cells, you can get enough DNA to identify a crime suspect. For this reason, police officers and detectives take special care at crime scenes. This means they have to wear gloves and use disposable instruments for collecting samples. While collecting evidence, they are careful not to touch areas where DNA evidence can be found. They also avoid talking, sneezing, and coughing or touching their face, nose, or mouth. The following list shows some common sources of DNA evidence. A weapon, such as a baseball bat or knife, which could contain sweat, skin, blood, or other tissue. A hat or mask, which could contain sweat or hair. A facial tissue, which could contain mucus, sweat, blood, or earwax. A toothpick, cigarette butt, bottle, or postage stamp, all of which could contain saliva.